Okay, good evening. We're beginning tonight, Bez Hashem, the halachas of Kivud Av Va'em. These halachas are found in Shulchan Aruch Yeradeya, Simen Reish Mem. It's called Kivud Av Va'em, but of course they're halachas of Kavod and halachas of Mora, halachas of honoring parents and halachas of fearing parents. And Simen Reish Mem will discuss both concepts, both topics, and the many details. Let's just give a little bit of an introduction to it. This limud, or this is the mitzvah of Kibbutz Av Va'em, is spoken about very, very highly in the words of Chazal, in the words of the Paiskim, the Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Ekev, and the Medrash Rabba, Parshas Kiseitse, says that the mitzvah of Kibbutz Av Va'em is chamura shebechamuros, the most strict, most stringent of the mitzvahs. It's Yerushalmi as well. Yerushalmi in the first parak of Peah. Chamura shebechamuros. The lashon, the Rambam, is it's a mitzvah saseh gedola. The Yireim, Sefer Yireim, says ein shir lemitzvah zu v'chol hazahir v'hazarizba. Anyone who's careful to fulfill it properly, is conscientious about it, and particular medakdek harei hu meshubach. So the reason for this is, as the Torah brings down, the Gemara, that the Gemara says, "Hukash kvodem l'chvod hamakom." The covet of parents is hukash, is linked by the Torah to covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, as the pasuk says, "Kabbid esavicha v'simecha," and the pasuk says, "Kabbid es Hashem mehoncha." Same lashon of kabbid, and we find by Yira also, "Hukash moraam l'mora hamakom." It says, "As Hashem Elokecha." It says, you know, "As Ish Imo Va'aviv Tira." It says, "As Hashem Elokecha Tira." Same Lashonos, and the Gemara sees a link there, a hekish there between the mitzvah of covet of Kadosh Baruch Hu and Yira of Kadosh Baruch Hu with that of covet and Yira for one's parents. And therefore, the poskim are telling us, the Chazal are telling us, that it's a mitzvah of tremendous, tremendous importance and tremendous schar, and There's a lot of detail to it. There's a lot of pratim, a lot of halachas that one has to know, and they go very far, as the Gemara describes in Maseches Kedushin, how far it goes, to what extent is the chiyuv of Kibbutz Av Va'em, as the Shulchan Aruch itself will discuss a little bit into this siman, towards the beginning of the siman, actually. So, for that reason, for these reasons, it's brought in the Sefer Yisod V'Shar Shavod that says that actually a person should learn these halachas every year. Should do a yearly chazara on the halachas of Kibbutz Av Va'em. I also just saw brought down that the Chazon Ish was ragil to mention the Bachrim before Bachrim would leave the yeshiva at the by Bein Azmanim, and be going home to their parents' home and be spending, you know, a few weeks, typically or frequently in close proximity with their parents. He would tell them that they need to review, to learn, sit down and learn the halachas of Kibbutz Av Va'em. And he said it's no worse, no different than Chazal tell us that a person has to learn Hilchas Chag B'Chag, Hilchas Pesach B'Pesach. I mean, 30 days before Pesach is a mitzvah to learn Hilchas Pesach. 30 days before Sukkot, Hilchas Sukkot, etc. Because even though you've learned it before, you know, but since it's coming up to the time when it's going to be Nageya, Hilchas Pesach, Hilchas Sukkah, so it's a mitzvah to review them, to be osing them, and make sure that you're fresh, and that you have them at your fingertips, and that you're you know, aware of all the details. So the Chazon Ish said, if you're leaving the yeshiva now, you're going back home, and so the of course Kibbutz Av Va'em is the whole year, but it's going to be particularly nogea when you're back in your parents' house for a few weeks. So he used to tell them they have to make sure to chazer that. Now the truth is the main body of the halachas and nogea b'chaye aviv v'chaye imo during the lifetime of one's parents, but the mitzvah doesn't end even with the parents' p'tira. The Gemara does say mechabdu v'chayev mechabdu l'achamisa. There are dinim of covered of Kibbutz Av Va'em, which are nogei even lacher their p'tira, and it's Hashem. Hopefully, we'll learn about some of the various halachas. Another thing, the Aruch HaShulchan points out that although Kibbutz Av Va'em is not just merely a chok, meaning it's something merely. I mean, it's not something that we would not have necessarily thought of on our own or considered to be proper to do on our own. It's a mitzvah sichli, and every nation more or less has a concept of kibbut of aim. However, when a yid is mekayim kibbut of aim, when he learns the details, besides the fact that they're a lot more, they're a lot more extensive, they go a lot further than what the seichel alone would require, but the ikar motivation, like by all mitzvahs, even by mitzvah sichli, we spoke about this recently, the ikar motivation of a person mekayim, even the mitzvah sichli, has to be in order to be mekayim the ratzon Hashem. Because Hashem is mitzvah, kabe yisrael simecha, and as imovav tiro, that has to be that should be the main mechayev, the main motivation. And of course, it's something you would do anyway, but now that Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzvah, so by being mekayim the mitzvah, it's another manner of doing the Ratzon Hashem and becoming closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. In addition, it's brought down for the Ksav Sofer and the Meshech Chachma both point out, the Pasuk says in the Aseret Dibros, Kabei Sivicha V'Smecha Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Alikecha. Right, it says in the Aseret Dibros, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you where? So Rashi says Bimara. When Klal Yisrael were in Mara after they left Mitzrayim and they crossed the Yam Suf, they were in a location called Mara. The water there was bitter, and the place was called Mara. So over there, it said the pasuk says Sham Lo Choku Mishpat Visham Niso. There, Kadosh Baruch Hu taught them various mitzvahs of the Torah, and included amongst them were the mitzvahs of Kibbut Avim. Kibbut Avim was taught to them in Mara. So these achronim say the Ksav Sofer for the Meshech Chachma. Then when the pasuk says you should kabed es avicha mecha kasher like Hashem commanded you in Mara, what the Torah is one of the aspects what the Torah is referring to is that in Mara, even people that had parents didn't need to come on to their parents for anything. They didn't rely on their parents for anything because HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided them everything. Their entire sustenance was totally from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They ate and what they drank and their clothing and the roof over their head, it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody's father was going out to work to put food on the table to feed his son, and no mother was taking her son to the clothing store to buy him clothes when he needs clothes, or sewing him clothes, or fixing his hems or anything. That didn't happen in the Midbar. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of them completely. Sim lascha lo balsa me'alecha, the pasuk says your clothing didn't wear out, your feet never got blistery, etc. Kadosh Baruch Hu took care of them, lock, stock, and barrel, the fathers and the sons. So, and yet the end of the Torah says, "Kabed es avicha v'simecha." Stressing that even if a person gets nothing, absolutely nothing from their parents, there's still a mitzvah. The mitzvah kibbut avim is not mitigated in any way. It's not lessened, it's not reduced, it's not compromised in any way by the fact that the parents might not be providing them with anything. And in fact, as we said, we'll see, Mr. Shem, even if the parents are acting in a way that's inappropriate and to the child, nevertheless, there's a mitzvah of kibbut avim, as we'll see, Mr. Shem, later the details. So that's what the pasuk is stressing. That way, don't say, but the mitzvah doesn't apply to me so much because I'm sort of independent, and or whatever, my father doesn't like me, and he doesn't take care of me, I have to I have to earn my own keep, I have to do my own laundry, makes no difference. Now, in terms of the Tamei HaMitzvah that the post can give, one of the reasons given is Hakaras HaTov, but that Hakaras HaTov, showing appreciation to one's parents, but it's not just because of the parents take care of him on a daily basis or on a regular basis, but just the fact that they brought him to this world, parents brought him into this world, and they, the mice, they, in most cases, the parents are the ones that saw to it that the child developed normally and didn't have a roof over his head, etc. But even if they didn't, the person owes them the Hakaras HaTov just for bringing him to this world and giving him the opportunities to be kind of tarik mitzvahs and to be zocher to Olam Haba. So the Hakaras HaTov is even just for that alone. And the idea is to come from Hakaras HaTov to one's parents to be makor tov to the source of all tov, that's to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And in addition, additional source, the Barbanel says and Sefer Ikrim says that the whole Masoras HaTorah, the fact that we we know, we believe that the Torah Mesinai and the and Kadosh Baruch Hu and Yetzias Mitzrayim, it comes primarily, again, in the majority of cases, from the Sar from my parents. That's the way the Torah expected it to be, that a father gives it, a father and mother give it over to their child. So the idea of being mechayev parents is because is that in order that that'll enforce and enhance your appreciation of the Mesorah. Or let's look at it, you know, in the negative sense, if a person would not have any respect for his parents, would not treat them properly, or not feel that they're deserving of his respect, so then what they have to say would probably also not be very meaningful to him. So in order to help make certain that the Mesorah that the parents are giving over, the Mesorah Satorah, the Mesorah of Hashem that the parents are giving over, which was, you know, again, unfortunately it doesn't happen. Not every family is that happening. There are families where the parents are not giving anything proper to the children in terms of Emunah Hashem and Yirat Shamayim, etc., unfortunately. But the concept, the idea is that obviously that should happen. And in order to strengthen the child should have more of an appreciation of what the parents say. It's by respecting the parent. A child that respects his parents tends to accept what his parents say more, you know, more fully, more willingly, more fully, etc. And so the Sefer Keren David says that's why it's hukash kvodim lefodim makom. Why we mentioned before hukash kvodim lefodim makom, the covenant of parents is hukash, is linked to the covenant of Hashem, because it's meant to be a way of teaching a person to be mechabed Hashem and to, you know, to be a Yirat Shamayim and Ovid Hashem, etc. Okay, so that's a little bit of a synopsis of some of what it says about the importance, the chashivus of this mitzvah, and the necessity to fulfill this mitzvah, etc. And with that, let us proceed. Let's take I'll read the words of the Shulchan Aruch, maybe a little bit of the Nosei Kelim, and we'll try to elaborate upon what they say and see some of the many, many pratim of this mitzvah. Okay, once again, this is Siman Reish Mem. The title is Eizehu Kavod ve'Eizehu Mora. What's called Kavod for parents? What's called Mora for parents? V'dineihem. So the Mechaber starts off also with words of Hakdamah. Tzarech li zahir ma'od b'chvod av v'imo v'moram. A person has to be very careful about Kavod of his parents and about the fear of his parents, as we just described. Says the Ramah, Hago mikol makom, despite the fact that this is a mitzvah that people have to fulfill, are being admonished and questioned to fulfill to be very careful about, mikol makom, ain't based in kofin, al mitzvahs kibud av aim. Even in a society where based in is proactive, and if a person is not fulfilling a mitzvah, the mitzvah is to say, Beis Din will get involved and they'll do what they can to be kofet, to force the person to do it. Nevertheless, not kofa on this mitzvah. Why not? To have a mitzvah that say, shematan schara b'tzida, because it's a mitzvah that say where the Torah itself mentions what the schar is. Matan schara b'tzida. The pasuk says, leman yirichon yomecha. Kabe zebichon yomecha, leman yirichon yomecha. That's what it says in the other Seres HaDibros. Honor your father and mother in order the man yarichun yomecha. And the rule is that a mitzvah say she matan schara b'tzida ain't based in kofin aleha. That's the rule in the Gemara, that based in is not kofin on such a mitzvah. So this mitzvah, if a person would not be honoring his parents properly, nevertheless, says the Mechaber, based in would not be kofin. Okay. Sif beis, ezo mora. What is considered mora? What goes under the heading of mora, a fear for one's parents? So there's a list of things, and I think we'll break them up and take them one or two at a time. Lo yamod bimekomo hamiyuchel lo lamod sham besod zekeinim imchaver. First of all, lo yamod, a person should not stand in the makom where his father stands, but part of the miyucha, the father that's special, designated for his father, lamod sham besod zikanim im chaverav. That's the place where, let's say, a meeting place where he meets with other people, and the Archashuk says this refers specifically to a chash of a person. If his father is a chash of a person who has these, he meets with us. It sounds like we're talking about meetings that to discuss some which stocks to invest in, or you know, about talking about the Super Bowl or whatever it is. Talking about lamacham esod zakenim im chaver, of people that are meeting together to discuss matters of Yiras Shamayim and Avodas Hashem and etc. And his father has a position there, so he shouldn't stand there. He's talking about standing. Just as I say, I'm trying to think of examples. Just remember going back when I was in Eretz Yisrael many years ago. This is in the 77 and 78. I went one Shabbos to Yeshivas Be'er Yaakov. At that time, Yeshivas Be'er Yaakov, the besides having a very chashuv Rosh Yeshiva, but the Mashkiach of the Yeshiva was a very chashuv Rav Shlomo Volbi, Zichron Levracha, who was is well known for his from the Gedoli Bali Musar of the recent Dar. And in those days, he was the Mashkiach of Be'er Yaakov, and he used to give his shmuz on Shabbos. Somewhere around Mincha time or Shalshus time, I don't know exactly, but I remember that everybody had set positions where to, there's no microphone. It was still Shabbos, from what I recall, and people had were like reserved on a weekly basis. They were reserved makomos, the inner circle and the next circle, etc. I remember exactly where guests sat, if you had to, or stood or sat out. I don't remember exactly. We were standing or sitting. It's going back a while, but I just made a roshim that there was these reserved spots, and people took it very seriously. So maybe something like that. If a person is part of a chabura that gets together, maybe they're going to hear somebody or go, whatever it is. But so if the son is there, maybe he's a. Now we'll see in a minute. Are we talking about that he's replacing his father? His father's away that week, so he wants to go and stand in his father's place, or is his father there, or what? So the Taz says that it's irrelevant whether his father's there or not. And not only that, but even if there's nobody there, it's not just a question of that. Oh, he's standing there, and maybe it doesn't look good. It looks like he's usurping his father's spot or whatever it is. It's a lack of cover that he said. Even if nobody's there, he's the only one there, but he's still not supposed to, that's his father's makom, that the Taz is not supposed to stand there. Now, there are others that disagree with this. The Sefer Rishon Litzion, which is a parish from the Arachayim HaKadosh, so he's chalik with his Taz, and he says that whether it's yeshiva or amida, we'll see in a moment, it's not just amida, it's yeshiva. Whether it's yeshiva or amida, it's only talking about when his father's there or there are others there. But if nobody's there, just to sit, like even to sit in his father's makam at the table, or makam in shul, we'll see in a minute, the next line in the Shulchan Aruch. Next line in Shulchan Aruch says, v'lo yeshev v'makam amyuchad lo lahasi bebeso. I skipped the line. I'm sorry. He should not stand makam amyuchad lamad sham besod skinim chaver. Oh, makam amyuchad lo lispalal, or a place he should not stand in a place where it's his father's designated place for davening in shul, or v'lo yeshiv makam amyuchad lo lahasi bebeis. So he shouldn't sit in the place where his father is meisiv. His father reclines or sits, to eat or whatever it is in the house. So the Taz is saying that's even if nobody else is around. His father's not there, nobody's there, and he's hopping around. He's the only one home. His father's not going to be home for another 3 hours. He sits down in Papa's chair or Papa's seat. So Taz says also to do that. Then the Arachayim HaKadosh is calling and says, Taka Mutter, if it's not Bifnei his father or Bifnei other people. Lamaisa, in the Ben Ish Chai, they bring down, says that Lamaisa one should be Mach. We're talking about a Shal of a Daraisa, an Issa Daraisa. Maybe we should call it Issa Deraisa, we should call it a bittel mitzvah deraisa. The mitzvah is the ish imo vav of tiro. You have to have yira. So doing something like this is connected to the yira means don't sit in the spot. So if it's a machlokas, whether or not you're allowed to sit in the spot where no one else is there, so it's a shayla in a deraisa. Are you being mavatal mitzvah deraisa? So says the Ben Ish Chai, the one should be machmel like the Taz. In any case, so there are three things listed in the Shulchan Aruch. The Sod Zkenim im Chaver, which as I mentioned, the Aruch HaShulchan says that's talking about a person who's a person that has such a maimed. Makam Mimuchal Uspal, that would be any parent. Any, and I say parent, I mean it could be a mother too, in the Ezra's Nashim and Shulam. Veloye, or sitting in the place that is his father's seat or his mother's seat at the table in the house. Now, what about to stand where his father usually sits? So that the poskim say is okay. And those, if he's standing, like, if he's just standing there, sort of, you know, obviously temporarily, he's not going to be as kavu there. It's his father's makom to sit. He's allowed to stand there. They bring from down from Eliashiv that it's not just the place, but the same thing would be about a chair. If a parent has a chair, this is the father's chair. This is the chair he sits in. It's beyuchav him. So even if that chair is in another location, it's nichlal nis iser of yoshiv mekomo, not to sit in that chair. But I said to stand on that chair if he needs to, you know, get something down from a higher shelf or something. Assuming it's not going to dirty it or break it, and I guess assuming his father's not, you know, he doesn't know particularly that his father's machpin on it particularly, so he's allowed to do that. He's allowed to stand on his chair, and it's also brought from Eliashiv that it's mutter for a child to sit or even sleep in a parent's bed. It's not part of the isser of yeshiva b'mekomo or yeshiva on his kisei. Said the bed is no. That Rabbi Yashu said that it doesn't apply.
Does that apply if he gave you a dining room set? You shouldn't sit in the chair that used to belong to your father?
He gave it to you.
Yeah, like your family gives you a dining room set, and that used to be their old dining room set.
No, I don't think it applies then. Right, because it's no longer right. First of all, the halacha is that mechila helps for this din and for many of these din. We'll see if a father is mochel and he says, "Yeah, go ahead," you know, to sit in his bed. So meikra din it helps. There is still an inyan and a mitzvah. If one is mechayim mitzvah, still if they're machmer, and so they say, "No, I don't want to sit in your spot." But meikra din mechila helps. So certainly, if he gives you the dining room set, I mean, is the mechila. You know, B'leiv Shalom, if he's giving it away, he doesn't expect no one to use that chair. That's one thing. And besides which, it's another, you know, it's no longer a chair at that point. Now, there is a discussion about after a parent's patira, after the father dies, is it mutter for the son to sit in his seat in shul, for example? And that it says that, yes, it's mutter. Not only is it mutter, but it says even it's a covet. So once the father's no longer living, so because it's a covet that people see, Baruch Hashem, he has a son who's mamali makomo, and to a certain extent, who's, you know, he can't come to shul anymore in this world, but his son, you know, his son is doing so and following his footsteps, whatever it is.
It's a matter of if his son doesn't follow his footsteps, to probably learn not to.
I mean, his son just sits in his...
for a friend.
Okay, well, tell your friends to speak to me, but...
But standing like by a shender,
you know, that's a shendu. And that's his
mock. No, I don't mean the spot that he stands in.
Oh, the shtender itself.
Yeah, the shtender that he uses.
Okay, so lechare, if it's a specific shtender, it's not just the shul has, you know, a bunch of shtenders. If it's a specific shtender, lechare would probably follow. I imagine this from this Rabbi Yasha that perhaps that would follow. Perhaps that would follow that not to use it.
Even though it's not in a specific place.
Right. Well, that's the idea with the chair too. That's what Rabbi Yasha was saying. You know, even if the chair is not in a specific place, but it's a. Assuming it's, you know, a chair that's, like I said, the shtender is something that's miyuchav him.
Is something like an office chair be similar? So, like, I work at home, so I have a rolly chair that's next to my desk. Is that something that, by default, without a filo, the son...
Yeah, I think so. I would think so. If it's, no, it's only you use it. It's not like whoever happens to be using the office,
right,
would use it. I would
think so. So, is that you should, like, instruct your kids not to use specifically, or is it, like...
Well,
people,
no. So okay. So that gets into a very broad question: is it what's the best? What's the proper hanhaga with many of these halachas? So there are many that say that it's really not kedai to be mochel because it's an important halacha. It's important halachas, and it's important just for the very reasons that we mentioned, for the time of mitzvah and that we mentioned before, and for all the other reasons that these, that, you know, it's hukash kvod and l'chad makom, etc. So then there's a lot of value to it. There's a lot of value to fulfilling it. And to be mochel is not necessarily the best thing. Now, of course, it's a call, you know, with a cheshvin and with a, if a parent is overly makbid, especially if the if they give over the message, they're being makbid because of personal reasons rather than, you know, rather than because of the reasons I just mentioned, then that's certainly not going to be a very good message and probably, you know, not so kedai to do. But the answer, and also another cheshvin would be if, you know, to the extent that perhaps the child is simply not doing it, or they feel it's too much of an insight, and some of the things, you know, so the, you know, there's that has to be done. You know, cheshma has to be made. What's the best thing? But I think that would be part. But to think, Bechal, I'm not so sure that the shtender is the exact same thing, because, you know, sitting in a chair, it's, you know, you're sitting in a chair. It's like you're wearing it in a sense. You know, standing by a shtender is a little bit different. It's a little bit more removed from you. So I have to think about that, if it really applies to that altogether. But okay.
Why is a bed not a problem?
A bed? Because I assume because it's not considered like a makam of covered. A chair is a makam of mechubed. That is not a makam covered. I think I may even say that reason. Now, of course, you know, everything is, again, it doesn't mean that it's hutra. It has to be with the seichel and certainly not that parents object to it, but it's not inherent issur. Like if he has no reason to believe his parents would object and they're not there, whatever it is, so then it would be okay to do. I think it's a situation somebody once asked me where his father was ill. His father was an elderly man, and he was going to be visiting him, and I don't remember exactly. Maybe his father at that time wasn't able to use his own bed. He had temporary. Maybe his father was in the hospital. Maybe etc. And it would have been convenient for him to sleep in his father's bed in the house. So that would be an example. It could be he wasn't even like such in a position to be able to ask his father. You know, his father, I don't think, wasn't fully coherent or whatever it was. So that would be an example that he'd be allowed to do it. He'd be allowed to sleep in his father's bed. Whereas to sit in his father's chair there, where, you know, he can't ask his father. His father's living at the time, at least his father was living, and he just can't ask him for a shush to sit in his chair, so he takes in his chair, but to sleep in his bed. It's a very, you know, very practical din. It could be a very practical din. It's brought that, let's say the father is a magid shir or something, because he's shir in the shul, one week, the son is filling in for him. So unless the father tells him specifically, his moch specifically, he should not sit in his exact place, should not in the chair or not the exact place where his father gives the shir. You know, the Taz does say though that. Second. The Taz says that it's only us to stand in a place where the father normally stands, but to stand where the father sits, taka bimut to do. Okay, I when I was saying before, I think I stopped in the middle, that the Svarim now that after a father's patira, so it is a covered. It is proper that the son could sit in his place, but they in certain places, for the first 12 months, in knowing not to, particularly if the father was a Baal Madriga, the father was a rav or something, had a miyuchadik makam in the shul, even if the son is taking over his position, but for the first 12 months, there's an unit of covered not to use the space, and then afterwards they do. We know, we find by some very chashuv people, when they nifta, nobody takes a spot. Certain Rashi Yeshiva, certain yeshivas where it's not uncommon that when the yeshiva is nifta, then that, you know, the place stays empty. Even the Rashi Yeshiva who Mamali Makomo don't sit in the spot of the Rashi Yeshiva until something changes. They remodel the base medrash, or they new base medrash, and then they, you know, then they take the main makom. But Kolzman, that is Rosh Hashiva's spot. It's very common. In fact, I've seen that myself in a number of places. I've seen that, I heard that in a number of places where, by the Rosh Hashiva, by the, you know, the gadol of the makom. Okay. else we brought down here? Okay, so that's the first din. The first din of not standing or sitting, but makom aviv, part of Mori. Next din, the Mishulchan Aruch continues and says, v'lo soser es devarav, v'lo machria es devarav, b'fanav. He said, the Shulchan Aruch says, one should not contradict the words of his parents. His father or mother say X, he shouldn't say Y. V'lo machria es devarav. Machria es devarav means to act like as the mediator, to even to be the one to decide if father is having a disagreement with somebody else or expresses a different opinion with another person. So the son shouldn't be the one to say, you know, I believe what my father's saying is correct. He's machriyas dvarav, as if the father needs his haskama, needs him to, you know, to sign on to it. So even that's usur. And the Shulchan Aruch says bifanov. So this word bifanov, question is that going back on both? Lo soser es devarav, only b'fanav, but shalom b'fanav is okay. And lo machria es devarav, also only b'fanav, and shalom is okay. Or is it only going in the second din? Is that only going v'lo machria es devarav, b'fanav, whereas shalom b'fanav, you could be machria, but you can't be soser, even shalom b'fanav. How do you read this, the Shulchan Aruch here? So we'll start with the Shach. The Shach is the really the Shittas Yachid here, pretty much. The Shach brings down a Sifka and Beis. V'lo soser es devarav, bein shecholik alav, bein sheomer lahacholik alav nirin devarecha, havi soser es devarav. First of all, says the Shach, soser es devarav means whether he argues with his father, meaning his father says one position, and he says, I feel differently, I disagree, but even if he says, you know, Derech Chabad, but he disagrees with him. Or if his father is having a disagreement with somebody else, and he says to the other person, you know, I tend to agree, I happen to think that you're right against what his father is saying, both of those would be considered sosa dvarav. On that says the Shach, v'nira the sosa dvarav asr av shalom b'fanav. That's even shalom b'fanav, even if the father's not there, to argue, to contradict his father's words, is usher even when it's not there. V'chein mashu bedrisha sivdala v'chein kasa behedra v'prisha l'kam and sivirash m'bei sivchav. So the Shach has support from the Prisha, the Drisha and the Prisha is the same mechaber, that the Prisha also holds like this, that the Isser of Sosa is Darv, even Shalom B'fanav. So in the middle, the Shach would be learning the Shulchan Aruch. When it says B'fanav, when the Shulchan Aruch qualifies and says it's only as a B'fanav, that's only going on Machriyas Devarav. To say that you're right and he's wrong, that's only as a B'fanav. Shalom B'fanav, you could do that. But to actually argue that you can't even do, to contradict, you can't even do Shalom B'fanav. But most poskim learn not like that. Most poskim, including the Taz and the many other achronim, let's see who we wrote here. And the Bir Agra and the Chazon Ish and others learned that no, that even the Isser of Soser is only with fun of. So there's a Taz, the Taz says here. The Taz in Sifka and Gimel. V'hadimotz in the second line of Sifka and Gimel. Hadimotzina b'tur choshemishmat. Shatur cholik imaviv kama pa'amim. He says, lo soser es devarav. You can't argue with his father. We find numerous times that Tur was the son of the Rush. Right? The famous Rish in the Rush. Had one of his sons was the Rabbeinu Yaakov Bal HaTurim. He's the Bal HaTurim, by the way, in Chumash, called the Bal HaTurim. And he also wrote the Turim. He wrote the Tur on Archaim, Yerdeya, Ibn Ezra HaShemishpat. So many times he says, we find that the Tur is Cholekim Aviv, or numerous times. Hainu Shalom B'fanav. So says the Taz, that's because it's Shalom B'fanav. He's not in front of him. Kamosha Kasav Khan, like the Shulchan Aruch says, Davka B'fanav Aser. He's learning that the word B'fanav is going back on both, on the Yisr of Stira as well. Okay, and many others say this too. We find the Aruch HaShulchan brings down that he finds, first of all, his son, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, is cholek on his father, and Shabbos, Staf Mem Dalet. Mar Bar Avashi his and Gittin Daf Chavtes is often Erech HaShulchan. Gittin Daf Chavtes some of the days, Marav Ravashi said, Ha da Abba de Kadnusihi, that which my father said, he must have said that when he was younger. That's even he's disagreeing. The Rambam argues with his father, the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph from Hilcha Shchita Din Yud, he's cholik with his father. The Torah, of course, is like as the Taz said. So says Erech HaShulchan, Ve'eich efshel omar she'ein lachlok b'dinim alaviv. Halo taras Hashemi, v'hi taras emes, ve'machlifim ba. So shelo b'fanav, he could argue, he could straight out argue with his father. Now, but even b'fanav, the Erech HaShulchan goes on and says, even b'fanav, yochel haben lefalpa lema'av, ulahakshos ulataretz, ulahamen halach amachayna, a person could have a halacha discussion with his father and question his father, says his opinion, question, ask him kashas and say, how could that be, etc., etc. We find that also in the Gemara many times that the Amorim have a mefalpa with their fathers. V'chein darka shel Torah. And the Pischei Tshuva as well, on the Daf of the Shulchan Aruch, the Pischei Tshuva in Sifkan Aleph, he brings this down from the Atzmas Yosef in Kedushin Daf Lamed, the Habenim Av Yecholim Lahakshus Latarut, so Lahasik Maskanas Halacha, the Eimbo Zemishim Soser as Dvarav. That's not called Soser as Dvarav. So now, even though the Isser of Soser as Dvarav definitely applies in Divrei Torah, in other words, one is not allowed to be sosa directly and say, again, it's a hair of machlok, he's firing with something else, you can't go over and say, I'm sorry, my father's, what you're saying is right. But he's allowed to ask and answer and try to come to a proper maskana. And the Lashon Erech HaShulchan, he says, V'gam im ha-ben nisha b'daito, Shane O'Kane, even if, let's say, at the end of the discussion, neither one convinces the other, the father retains his position and the son feels he's wrong. So, Yachzik Zebelibo, V'lo Yom Mefurish, Ein Nirli Kedvarecha. At the end of the day, if the discussion ends in a standstill, stalemate, then nobody convinces the other. So, the son should at least, should not, at that point, he shouldn't outright say to his father and say, I'm really sorry, but I just don't agree with you. I just don't hear what he's saying. He shouldn't say so. At the end of the day, if his father can't convince him, he should keep it to himself. He's allowed to try to, as I said, allowed to argue it out, but then he should hold it to himself. So Avada, the Isser to be soser him, or to just outright say his father says something, say that's not correct, or his father's wrong with somebody else, says you're right, he's wrong. That's an outright Isser, and Avada applies in Divrei Torah, but we saw with the mitigating factors. Now, the Chashuk is Mesupik Bechlal, maybe it only applies. Is there an Isser of being Soser Zvarov in other matters? Do we say, Kol Shekain, if you're not allowed to argue with your father, you're not allowed to contradict your father, even though it's Torah, like we said, it's very important to get to the MS, and for that reason, you're allowed to have a discussion, but at the end of the day, you can't outright contradict him and be Soser him. So certainly in things that are immediately the Alma, which, much less important to say, if he's wrong, he's wrong. It's not so important. Or perhaps no. Perhaps the whole thing is only Divrei Torah. Mila Dalma, if you say he's wrong, it's not the biggest deal. It's not as consequential, or it's not as significant. He said he gave an opinion about whatever it may be, a medical opinion or a political opinion or a financial matter. If he's wrong, it's not as important. It doesn't compare to Divrei Torah. So maybe the whole din of being soser is not only in Divrei Torah. So he says there are chashuvos, no pashas, and not like that. Nira ikur that avada, that it does apply, that it applies in everything. Then no, even that if you're not allowed to argue and learning, you're not allowed to, contradict your father in something in Divrei Torah, certainly you shouldn't contradict him in other matters. But right. So okay. So the pashas is also that which we said from the Taz, that the Taz and many achronim, that the Isser is only befun of, though, right? Even the Isser of Soser Dvar is only befun of, that would apply as well to you know, to Mili Da'alma as well, that it's only Befanav Bishalav. Befanav, you could disagree. So, you know, you could tell someone, I know my father feels that this and this and this, what, but, you know, personally don't agree. You could Shalav Befanav, you'd be allowed just, like the Rav Chaim say, you're allowed to disagree, argue, but there are so within Pashas in Mila Da'alma as well.
The Shach who says Shalom B'Fanam, you shouldn't, does he mean if you, assuming that you quote him by name, or if you just have an opinion that you know is different than
that? Very good question. I would assume it's only if you, no, I don't think it's like, unless everybody knows. If everybody, his father's famous for, his father is Dr. So-and-so, who's on, he's been, you know, broadcasting his opinion for the past 12 months about Corona, and everybody knows. And the son says, you know, I think X, Y, Z, and it's clear. Then some of that would be the same thing. He didn't have to say it. But it's something where people don't necessarily know it's his father's opinion. And some of that would not be a priest's cover for his father if he just, you know, expresses a different opinion.
So in terms of the actual sake, we could be able to look with him.
It seems so. It seems because that the day of the Shach and the Drisha seem to be the minority opinion here, and it seems that almost everyone holds the other way. Okay. So we'll hold it here. We got partially through Sif Beis, the Dinim of Mora, and Mitzvah Shem will pick it up.